Hello, welcome to part one of our first masterclass, Creating a Business for Success. I'm so glad that you're here and I can't wait to dive into this training with you today. I've spent a lot of time researching what success means to entrepreneurs, and I really reflected on how I have measured success in the past and what that's looked like for me. As this is our very first masterclass and our mission at Golden Brands is to help empower you to create your own authentic version of success in your business, I knew that this was an important video that we needed to start with. Now, in my experience, I have found it's common for business owners to not understand what success actually means for them. We are all working towards something, but what exactly is that? If you were to ask your family or friends what their version of success looks like, I could almost guarantee most of them would have absolutely no clue. So what thoughts immediately come to mind for you? Naturally, it might be like monetary focus, because that's often what our perception of success is, that we're kind of conditioned into thinking that you need to earn truckloads of money to be able to be successful. But what if I told you that success is a more fluid concept, so one that evolves and changes depending on what stage of our life that we are at? So I'll give you two examples of what success has looked like in the past for me, and I hope this might get you thinking about what your own version of success might look like for you and where you're at right now in your life. Firstly, let's go back to 2019 when I started my social media management business. I found out I was pregnant a week before I launched that business. So my goals and vision for the direction that I was headed in, it quickly changed. And to be really honest, I was motivated more by money to begin with. I wanted to start a financially profitable business while also helping business owners utilize the power of social media. But when I found out that I was pregnant, I knew being a stay-home parent for the second time was not something that I was overly keen to do. And so my goal was to earn enough money in that business so that my husband could take parental leave and that I could create the freedom and flexibility for my family to be able to work and travel over that the next year of our lives. So I even wanted to travel with a newborn baby, which was probably quite ambitious looking back now. Success for me was the freedom I wanted for myself and my family. The concept of being able to like work from wherever, which at the time, Lisa Messenger came out with a book, and I think it was actually called Work From Wherever. And I felt like that really inspired that season of my life and how I viewed success. So don't get me wrong, there were many challenges in the business and I wasn't really overly passionate about the work that I was doing, and that did take its toll. It was quite a stressful time running that business while being pregnant, juggling a very busy toddler. Although despite that, when I was able to tell people kind of like eight, nine months into my business that my husband was taking parental leave, that I was going to support our family financially. We had booked a 6-month holiday around Australia. And this was all in that first year of business. That really did lead me to feel success in my business. So the things that I had dreamed of were all starting to become a part of my reality. And to give a full disclaimer here, this was all in 2020. So the beginning of 2020, my son was born, and you can kind of gather what happened next when COVID hit. So my grand plans for traveling the Whit Sundays on a catamaran, traveling across Queensland with my family, all of that all kind of fell apart, which it did for many business owners. Now, to give you a completely different version of what success has looked like for me, in 2013, when I started my wedding planning business, success for me at that time was being recognized for my achievements. And to be honest, I wanted to prove people wrong that I could create a successful business. It was purely more achievement focused, more so than monetary or lifestyle. Of course, I didn't have kids back then, so things were a little bit different. And I was very much at a different stage in my life. I wanted recognition for my achievements and efforts from my friends and family. I had many people in my life at the time that didn't think starting a business was a good idea for me because I had just completed an HR degree and worked really hard in my career to give that all up. But looking back now, it was really obvious to me that my success was very much achievement focused more so than monetary or lifestyle. When I did start to get recognized and like reach the goals that I set for my business, even some that were quite unrealistic, that I managed to achieve, I did feel that sense of success. But in this case, as I put my success on reaching certain milestones and goals, when I got to that point, I kind of felt like I had done everything that I set out to do in my business and that I was ready to move on. So reflecting back on that time, I was very happy with what I created. The experience was invaluable. And despite all that hard work, packing up weddings at 1, 2 a.m. on a Sunday morning and dragging my husband along to do that, I know that that was very crucial to where I am now. So reflecting on what success means to you now and how you have defined it in the past can be so incredibly powerful. I read a wonderful resource from Jenna Kutcher, which really gave me like a light bulb moment about the different types of entrepreneurs and how we're motivated in different ways. So she summarized it as there as being two key types of entrepreneurs, those that are lifestyle entrepreneurs and those that are achievement entrepreneurs. And this is how she described these two entrepreneurs. I'm going to directly quote from her because she did a good job of defining this. So achievement entrepreneurs usually have a personal disposition to achieve something difficult and bigger. Achievement entrepreneurs basically have an inner motivation or an inclination to accomplish something important and unique, to attain a feeling of self-accomplishment and satisfaction. Whereas the Business Dictionary describes a lifestyle entrepreneur as an individual that creates a business with the purpose of altering their personal lifestyle and not for the sole purpose of making profits. A lifestyle entrepreneur focuses more on the life rewards provided to people that enjoy and have a passion for what they do. So can you see now how those two examples I gave you earlier, they fit into each of those categories so perfectly? So maybe you strongly resonate with one of these definitions, or perhaps you might even see yourself as being both achievement and lifestyle driven. We're all motivated by different things, and that's what's amazing about entrepreneurs. So get clear on where your motivation stems from, and then make sure that you're working towards your own authentic version of success and not basing it off anyone else's. Success for you might mean earning a large income. It might mean being recognized for your achievements. It might be reaching freedom and flexibility in your life. It might be living that true vision and dream of you that you have of your life. This is your version of success. One of the best definitions I came across in my extensive research into success is from Arianna Huffington, and she's the founder of Huffington Post. And this is what she said about success. To live the lives we truly want and deserve and not the lives we settle for, we need a third measure of success that goes beyond the two metrics of money and power and consists of four pillars: well-being, wisdom, wonder, and giving. So I think this is very powerful. So if we stop to consider how things like well-being, wisdom, wonder, and giving fit into our business, into our version of success and our business vision. I also think that success is not reaching one particular goal, but working more towards an ideal. So if you're reaching a goal and putting all your success on one particular milestone, you won't be feeling that sense of success while you're working in the process towards reaching that goal, if that makes sense. So you reach that milestone, you're essentially back at square one again, and you'll be chasing more to reach that next level of success, as I was with my wedding styling business, for example. You need to recognize that success in the progress towards your vision or dream or your dream life and business. So let me ask you, what is your version of success? Think about your work and your business and take a moment to write down the dream you want to work towards. So this can be very vague or really specific. Think about what comes to mind and just start to jot down some ideas. Perhaps one of the entrepreneurial styles resonates more with you, and this might be a good place to start. Also, consider that quote I gave you and how those four things well-being, wisdom, wonder, and giving, how that might fit into your version of success. Nothing is off limits. Do not hold yourself back here. I want you to dream big, not just restricting yourself to what you believe is actually realistic. We'll be diving into more mindset work for upcoming masterclass for discovering your business vision, but and also working on your limiting beliefs. But I wanted to give you some time to start to think about what success looks like for you. We are planting a seed, and I want this to be something you give thought to over the coming months. And no matter where you are in your journey, I would recommend coming back to this activity to see how your definition of success evolves and changes depending on where you're at in your business and your life.